WSECU isn't just one of Washington's best credit unions. We're the only credit union to be on the Forbes Best in State list 5 years running. Why? Because we put you first. Lower fees, early paydays, financial guidance, and service second to none. As a member-owned cooperative, we love Washington as much as you do. From the Olympic Mountains to the rolling Palouse. Join us and discover how much we care about your financial well-being. Because what we really do best is invest in you. Stop by, say hi. We're WSECU. Let's credit union.
Hey there, amazing people. Welcome back to She Thrives, your daily dose of motivation and self-love. I'm your host, Laura Bennett, here to help you navigate life with a little more grace, a lot more confidence, and maybe even a sprinkle of laughter along the way. Today, we're diving into something super important: communication skills in relationships. You know, there's sometimes tricky conversations that can make or break a connection. We all want strong, healthy relationships, right? The kind where you feel heard, understood, and truly connected. Well, guess what? Effective communication is the magic ingredient. It's like the secret sauce that makes everything else work smoother. So, are you ready to level up your communication game? Here are five key takeaways that will help you build those rock-solid connections. First up, active listening is a superpower. It's not just about hearing the words. It's about truly understanding what the other person is saying, their feelings, their perspective, their needs. Put down your phone, make eye contact, and really tune in. Show them you care by reflecting back what you hear. It sounds like you're feeling frustrated because, ever feel like you're just waiting for your turn to speak instead of truly connecting? Active listening can change that. Second, be direct and honest but kind. This means expressing your thoughts and feelings clearly and respectfully, even when it's tough. Avoid beating around the bush or sugarcoating things. It leads to misunderstandings. You know those unspoken expectations in relationships that can create tension. Addressing them head-on with kindness is key. Third, learn the art of I statements. Instead of blaming or accusing you always, focus on your own experience. I feel hurt when. This takes ownership of your feelings and makes it easier for the other person to understand where you're coming from. Remember, healthy communication is about understanding each other's perspectives, not just getting your point across. Fourth, take breaks when needed. Ever get caught up in a heated conversation? Sometimes stepping back and cooling off can prevent things from escalating. Take a few minutes to breathe, scatter your thoughts, and come back to the conversation with a calmer mindset. It's like hitting the reset button. And finally, practice makes perfect. Just like any skill, communication takes time and effort to develop. Be patient with yourself and keep working at it. The more you practice, the better you'll become at expressing yourself clearly, listening attentively, and building stronger connections. Now let me paint you a picture. Imagine you and your partner are planning a vacation. You both have different ideas in mind, and things start to get a little tense. Instead of getting defensive or shutting down, you remember our key takeaways. Active listening, honesty, statements, and taking breaks. You listen patiently as your partner shares a vision for the trip, even if it's not exactly what you had in mind. You express your own desires clearly but respectfully, using statements like, "I feel excited about exploring historical sites," or "I would love to relax on the beach." When things start getting heated, you take a short break to calm down and come back with a fresh perspective. Sound familiar? Maybe it's your own relationship, or maybe you've witnessed this kind of communication in action. The key is to remember that healthy communication doesn't always come naturally. It takes conscious effort and practice. So, let's recap. Today we learned about the power of active listening, being direct and honest yet kind, using I statements, taking breaks when needed, and most importantly, practicing these skills consistently. Remember, building strong relationships is a journey, not a destination. It takes time, patience, and open communication to truly connect with the people who matter most. Ready to put these tips into action? Start by having a conversation with someone you care about. Use active listening, express your feelings honestly, and try using those I statements. Share this episode with a friend who could benefit from some relationship advice, or leave a review telling us what resonated with you. And don't forget to join the conversation on social media. We love hearing from you. Until next time, keep thriving.
Created with AI magic to deliver your daily dose of positivity, tap that review button if this show brightens your day.